Blog Talk Radio.
Party in a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Monday morning to do a
Barbecue Superstars Morning Show live right there in Hogg County, right there where I work every day. We had a set up. We started shooting the morning show. The morning show turned into the lunch show, which turned into the evening show. We had a full day, and let me tell you, we had a blast. I mean, it was no holds barred. We talked barbecue. We talked all about it. We cooked up some mighty fine ribs, some mighty fine barbecue, and even had a special guest come in from Missouri and cooked up some mighty fine biscuits, and we cooked them on the Green Mountain Grill. Let me tell you, I had the pleasure of meeting Frank Cox of SmokerBuilder.com. He came down, great guy, had a big time. He cooked up some mighty fine biscuits. We just had a big time. It was a pleasure to meet him and look forward to getting to cook with him one of these days down the barbecue trail. I mean, we're going to let the smoke roll together one of these days. We just had a big time, but it was an honor to meet Frank. Frank has a Sunday night show on the other radio network. And let me tell you, the other radio network is Barbecue Superstars affiliate. Daryl Mast is the creator of that. And let me tell you, it's a mighty fine network. He's got some great shows on it. Frank's got the Sunday night show. SmokerBuilder.com is where you want to see Frank. Talk Frank. Give him a big hell yeah. Tell him Chris Chadwick sent you. Frank's got it going on right there. And I just can't say enough about Frank. Super great guy. Daryl Mass was in the house shooting live video. We streamed live all day long, let me tell you. I hadn't watched all the video yet. I'm kind of afraid to, if you know what I mean. I just don't want to watch it all at one time, that's for sure. It has to soak in, especially on us, me and Goob, Team Grilling and Chilling. Team Power Pork was in the house. SmokerBuilder.com was in the house. Barbecue Superstars was in the house. We had a full day. We had a full way. We had a big time. And we've had, I don't know how many thousands of people has messaged me, sent me emails, my local hometown people saying, hey, they watched it. And, you know, we got in front of that camera. It was 1, 2, 3, ready to rock and roll, let the smoke roll, and we had a blast. That's all I can say about that. It was just a huge time. Go to barbecuesuperstars.com. Several segments there if you want to check it out. Check it out. It was a lot of fun. We did have some great products out there. I'll give a shout-out to all my sponsors just in a minute. I do want to thank all my sponsors. As always, you know what it's like to be out on that cooking trail, and you know what it's like to have a sponsor, and you know what it's like not to have a sponsor. Well, let me tell you, sponsors are greatly appreciated, whoever they sponsor. You know, they're out there helping these barbecue teams, which is promoting barbecue, which is promoting the sport, the barbecue sport, which, you know, if they don't support you this year, they don't sponsor you this year, hey, they might next year, but, you know, they are sponsoring barbecue teams. That's a big hell yeah right there. We sure greatly appreciate that because without sponsors, it would be a longer, harder road to home, let me tell you. And all our sponsors are very important, and we want to promote their products to the very best of our abilities. Get that name out there, promote it. That's what it's all about, promoting goodwill, promoting their product, and helping them out because they help you out. That's what it's all about in this whole world. We need to help each other out. It makes it a better place. And that's just the way I feel. And, you know, that's just old-fashioned values come into play right there, and that's what barbecue is. So we're going to have a great show tonight. We'll have the Q crew calling in tonight, I'm sure. We'll have several different callers calling in. We'll have... we're going to have Stan Hayes of Operation Barbecue Relief, OBR, calling in shortly, telling us about something new that's going on, new and exciting with OBR, especially. It's going down at the Royal this year. It's an exciting program, man. Just can't wait to hear about that. I don't know all the details of it yet, but I'm sure Stan can fill us in and let us know what's going on and tell us what all the excitement's in the air about. You know, it's just, you just smell the smoke. It just smells so good. You know what I'm talking about. It's a lot of excitement there. So we'll definitely tune in. I want you to tune in with Stan tonight. It's going to be an exciting show. The number to call tonight, if you would like to call in, we'd love to have you to call, because this is the show all about you and the Q. And that is a big hell yeah right there. Hell yeah. You and the Q. We're talking you. We're talking your product, your barbecue team. We want to spread the word all we can. We are 100%, 110% barbecue all the way through. So give us a call, 347-202-0263. And if you're listening tonight and you don't know how we do it, that's all you got to do. Dial that number. Don't be shy. Pick that phone up. Dial 347-202-0263 and call in. We'd love to have you. We are going to also have Jason of Green Mountain Grills tonight. We've got a lot of exciting things going on with Green Mountain Grills. Can't wait to have Jason call in and tell us all the new exciting things happening with Green Mountain Grills. Can't wait to hear about that. I'm fired up about that, ready to hear about it. So we've got Stan Hayes calling in. It's going to be a great segment on Operation Barbecue Related, something new and exciting happening going down at the American Royal this year. Can't wait to hear about that. And also, Jason Baker calling in with Green Mountain Grills. We're going to talk Green Mountain Grills tonight for a while because, hey, I'm telling you what, if you've not tried one, now's the time. Green Mountain Grill is a dynamite grill. It can fit right out back on your patio, on your rear, on your back deck back there. It does not matter. You can cook in your front driveway with it. Let me tell you, it would turn a patio pitmaster into a competition cook in about 15 minutes. They are that good. And I do really, really like it. I mean, it's I can't say enough about it. It gets 5 stars from this old boy right here. Green Mountain Grills, can't wait for you to hear about it. You need to try one. The sooner, the better, because they are some fine, fine machines. All right, without further ado, we're going to continue with the show. I want to give a shout-out to all my sponsors tonight, and we will be shouting out to our sponsors. We're going to give them all the airtime we can because they help me make it happen. First and foremost, BarbecueSuperstars.com. Daryl Mass, without Daryl, without Barbecue Superstars, we would not have the Barbecue Superstar Network. And let me tell you, it's extensive. From BarbecueSuperstars.com with Daryl's live morning barbecue show every morning to his shop zone, his website. It's full of information, full of videos, YouTube videos. I'm telling you, any kind of how-to, right there it is in front of you, right there on YouTube, Daryl Mass Barbecue Superstars, because he does interview the superstars of the barbecue world. He has them out there. They're showing their techniques. They're showing their procedures on how they do things. They're telling you what's going on. They tell you how to trim your meat, how to season it, how to cook it. I'm telling you, it's right there. BarbecueSuperstars.com. Go check it out. It is that good. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Hell yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Blues Hog, one fine sauce. Mr. Bill Arnold, one fine man. BluesHog.com. Blues Hog is an awesome sauce. If you can't find it, you get in touch with Chris Chadwick. He can get you some Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Grill Great. Mr. Brad Barrett, grillgreat.com. That is an awesome accessory to go on a grill, let me tell you. It turns an ordinary charcoal grill into an infrared serious cooker. Now, you get you a pair of grill grates. They come in two panels. You can also order single panels to go with that. You can order 2 packs, 3 packs, even better. Cover your whole grate with it. You can use it right side up or upside down. It does not matter. It works dynamite. It works every time. Grillgrate.com. Check it out. Also, big shout out to Meat Rake, Spider Meat Rake. Hell yeah, the Meat Rake is an awesome little machine. I'm telling you, it saves them hands from being burned up. Let me tell you, Meat Rake, it serves as a tenderizer, a big old fork, a slicer, every time, perfect slices, every time with that Meat Rake. And also, it will pull your meat. Let me tell you, it does the trick. MeatRake.com, check them out. You will not be sorry. Everybody needs at least one pair, if not two. Big shout out to Junior Reyes, Junior's Rub for Grub. That is a wonderful seasoning. Let me tell you, it covers on any type of meat, any type of product, it will work. Junior's Rub for Grub is out seasoning the competition. You need to check it out. Go to juniorsrubforgrub.com or look him up on Facebook. He can fix you up. Junior's up in smoke. Junior's Rub for Grub, what a dynamite rub it is. I also want to give a big shout out Danny Kugel, Pitbull's Up in Smoke. He has a barbecue, online barbecue school that is dynamite. It's a lot of important information, a lot of informative information. It is a wonderful class. Get in touch with Pitbull's Up in Smoke to get your online barbecue school. You will not be sorry. And a big, big shout out to Green Mountain Grills. Green Mountain Grills is a pellet cooker, constant temp, 150 to 500 degree cooker. This machine, they have several different models. We will be talking to Jason later tonight. I guarantee you will not be sorry if you ever own a Green Mountain Grill. They are dynamite cookers. Serious competition cookers to patio pitmasters. This grill covers the whole spectrum of grilling, cooking, smoking. It's right there. A pellet cooker will smoke, let me tell you. I was letting the smoke roll Monday morning barbecue morning show. We were cooking Green Mountain. We were cooking stick burner. We were cooking biscuits on it, and then we swapped over and finished butts, ribs. Let me tell you, it does it all. Green Mountain Grill, check it out. Facebook, greenmountaingrill.com. Awesome, awesome, awesome cooker. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to Maverick Industries, maverickhousewares.com. They have some awesome barbecue accessories, let me tell you. They've got some quick temp, instant read probes. They have a ready check, dual sensor piece that monitors your pit, monitors your meat. Wireless remote control. It is an awesome piece. They also have a barbecue pro temp 100 pin. This meat probe does it. I mean, it's serious. Full display, backlit display at night. No lights needed. Nothing else does that. This unit instant read. I mean, within just seconds, it's coming to temp. If it's dark, you open it up, you can see that display. It is a dynamite. It's dynamite. That's all I can say. It is a killer piece. Check out Maverick Industries, maverickhousewares.com. It's maverickhousewares.com. That's how you get to it online. Check them out. All these companies, some dynamite products. Let me tell you, I've used every product from these companies, and they are superior. They are quality. And they will get the job done. I'm not going to endorse it if it's not a good product, and these products are a killer. Without further ado, we're going to take some calls right now. We've got a caller in queue. This looks like John Reeves, Smoking Eggs, X Nation Thursday Night Radio Show, queued in the house right here with Chris Chadwick. What's going on, John?
Man, I'll tell you, how are you doing, Chad? Quick, how you doing?
I've been wide open all day. Finally got on. Been excited about doing the show tonight. Of course, running my mouth. You know, they say I'm pretty good at that. I don't know, but I'm great. How you doing?
But I tell you what, I'm just sitting here, and all I can think about all day long I mean, all day, it's just been killing me. It's just, you know, I mean, we've talked on the phone, we've talked on the radio together. Well, I've been on your show, you've been on our show, but you know, I'm just a pump that in a week and a day, you're coming to see us.
That's right. That's right, guys. It will not be but 1 week and 1 day. I will be on a big old jet airplane, and I'm headed to Texas, and we're going down to the Press Fest, going to hang out with my main men right there, smoking eggs in the house. We're going to have a big time. That's a big hell yeah. Smoking eggs. I'm telling you, Junior's up in smoke. Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, and all them guys. I'm going to be right there in the middle of it. We're going to be in beef country, cooking briskets, having one big time.
Oh, we've been talking about this for I don't know how long, and then we went back and forth and fought with the airlines forever, and you know that kind of sunk in a little bit, and then it just hit me like a brick wall. You know, you and I spoke on the phone for about 30 minutes this morning. And I got off the phone with you, and I was doing some cooking, and I lit my pit. And as soon as the coals got hot and stuff, it just hit me like just a brick wall. I was like, man, a week in a day. Man, I gotta make it a week in a day.
I'm excited, man. I'm ready to come down there and just be all I can be, and just have a good time with you and all the guys. And I'm just looking forward to it. Really, I am.
Oh, we are too. We're just excited. We just don't even know how to act. This will be the one weekend the whole year that we don't get a call. You know, I hope that's not the case. But you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then, I'm getting tongue tied. And this never happens to me. I'm just getting locked down because of the excitement. Man, it's got me frazzled.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm ready. I'm ready. You know, I understand what you're saying because I've got some of that too. I'm really excited. I'm going to fess up right now. This is the first time I've ever been on a jet airliner. You know, big old jet airliner. You know, I'm ready to get on it, and we're going to have fun. You know, them people don't know what they're in store for when I get on that airplane.
Well, my high club's not what it used to be, so you got to be careful on that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We can't wait to get you here. Me and Cole are, he's taking off, I think, Thursday afternoon, and he may work a little bit Friday morning, but he's taking off Friday afternoon, I believe, and we're going to go get set up, and I haven't heard yet what, you know, when Junior and all them are going to be showing up, and as of this morning, I believe, when I spoke to Junior, he's still planning on coming and stuff, so, I mean, everybody's still planning on coming and having a big time, but we've been off for about a month. We've done some caterings and we've slung a few briskets here and there, you know, just kind of making a dollar or two. But we hadn't competed in a month or so, and they kind of dried up around here for a little bit. So it's just all the adrenaline hitting us for getting to start competing again and you showing up, and it's exciting. We're just pumped.
I'm telling you, I'm ready too. You know, I hadn't got to compete as much these last couple of months, you know, and we've got a big cook this coming weekend, and I'm ready for that. I'm excited about it. We're going to have a lot of killer cooks out there, and it's just going to be a tough, it's going to be tough competition, but hey, that's what it's all about. You know, we're just going to go, and we actually compete against ourselves and just try to do better every time. Did you have to see any of those products that I cooked Monday morning on the Barbecue Superstars Morning Show? Did you see those ribs?
I did see those ribs, and man, it made me so hungry. I had to kind of stop what I was doing. Man, I tell you, and then watching y'all, you know, checkerboard that pork and stuff. I mean, I just, I, you know, it's funny because on these shows you learn something all the time. And then, you know, if you're not hungry, then you're crazy. But
yeah,
you learn something every time. You know, that's the best part about it is no matter what show you're listening to, you'll, or, you know, either from the guest or the host or something, because we're all, you know, a few miles apart from each other, you always pick up something. You know,
that's right.
If, you know, something that, you know, you haven't seen before or you didn't even know existed. And nine times out of ten, it's not a, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's lots of products out there that you get to see and you get, you know, you get to hear about and described in such detail on these shows. You just feel like you're getting to touch them and play with them, and it makes you want to go shopping. But a lot of times, you know, it's something simple as a technique that you get to learn. And you're sitting here thinking, well, why didn't I think of that? I mean, sometimes it's so simple that you almost feel dumb because you didn't think of it. Or why hadn't I been doing it that way? Because, you know, that's just secondhand to somebody else.
I'm telling you, you know, well, it's all in your own style. And you have your style and they have their style and another person has their style. And when you combine those and when you get take a little from everybody, I mean, it doesn't take long to have more knowledge, you know, which barbecue, I mean, it's constantly more knowledge. I mean, you're learning constantly every day. I'm telling you, we'd won a few comps and we went to this one comp and boy, this got it handed to us. You know, we thought we were going down there and going to light it up, set it on fire. And then we cooked with some big boys and just got handed. So, you know, you're always learning. And that's what's really neat about it. And I don't mind sharing a little information with everybody. You know, I don't mind that because that's what it's all about, because you're going to share something, they're going to share something, everybody's going to share something most of the time, most of these guys are. And, hey, that's just part of the barbecue sport, the passion, the camaraderie of all the guys. Just like, you know, Monday morning, had pirate pork in the house. I had team grilling and chilling in the house. You know, they're cooking this weekend too. We're gonna all be cooking side by side and just hoping we're whooping each other's ass, I'm telling you.
Well, we always mean it the most honest way, you know. We hope we all walk, but I hope I'll walk after you do.
Walk,
but, you
that's
know,
right.
hope we all hear our name, but I hope I hear mine last.
It is. It is. And we're out there just doing our best and trying to strive and do better every time. And that's what it's all about. Barbecue, you know, as a whole, we all do that. Every competition we go to, doesn't matter if it's a smaller unsanctioned event or a big sanctioned event, we want to put our best foot forward and just let it roll. I mean, we do. And that's the way we do it. You know, we just have a big time. But, you know, that morning show, Monday morning, turned into a all-day event. We had a big time. I mean, we filmed, and Lord knows, I don't know what all was said, and I haven't watched it all yet. I'm kind of afraid to. But I know one time, the camera was turned down and towards the outside of the building, and my daughter was over there, and she got in front of it, and she started dancing and waving and moving around. And it wasn't 2 seconds later, I had a text telling me that she was dancing. So somebody was watching at all times that day. Somebody was watching that show, and then I told her about it. She just got embarrassed. She got bad embarrassed. But we had a great time, you know, and she was right in the middle of it. And barbecue, the whole sport in general, you know, you can take your kids, you can take your wife. Most of the time, you know, it's going to be the best thing they can do, and it's going to be a great environment. You know, you do have occasions where things get a little out of hand, but, I mean, that's in any sport, but not like, you know, barbecue. You just don't have much of that.
Right. You're right. Oh, there's always that one group that wants to stay up till 3 or 4 in the morning, and you know, that's fine. Let them, you know, let them go ahead and throw down and party and, you know, knock themselves out. You know, I really, really do appreciate their donation money.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I hear you.
You know,
I like that too.
You know,
but
and then the best part is it's 6, 7 o'clock when we're all up. I mean, when the whole, basically the little village that has ascended on a park or anything, you know, where they're having the cook-off, you know, this little village that all of a sudden pops up on a Friday, you know, those people that were up at 3 or 4 in the morning still going strong, you know, they're not up at 6, 7 o'clock when all the guys that, you know, are taking it serious are up. I'm not saying you can't have fun, and don't get me wrong, I will pop a top, and there's liable to be, you know, and I don't know if y'all have them up there, but over in Texas we got 30 packs, and they're not just 12, 18, or 24s. I mean, we go all out. We carry you. They'll sell you 30 in one box, and you know, we'll go through a 30 pack or so, you know, pretty easy. But you know, we keep it under control, and we have a good time, and you know, we're watching the clock, we're watching our temp, we're watching our wood mixture, you know, we're watching our meat. You know, we're doing our sponsors proud and appreciating them. And then, you know, then we, 9 times out of 10, you know,
that's
just
right.
Walk up there and collect a check.
That's right. That's a good feeling, too. That is a great feeling.
Yes.
That, I mean, when you get that first call, I mean, it's on. It lights a spark, and it just continues to burn and get bright. When you get that call, and these teams that haven't got a call yet, when they do get a call, it's all over but the crying. I mean, it's on. And that's just how it works. We've got another caller here, John, in queue, and let me see if I can get them queued in and welcome them to the show. It's a new number, and I'm not – let's see here. See if we can get them in. We're working on this board. It's just taking a sweet time tonight, but we're gonna work on it. You know, you're very familiar with how a board works.
Yes, sir.
You know, and it's all live, and I don't get excited. Used to, when I first started, I got excited when it didn't work. And now I don't. We just take it with a grain of salt and keep letting the smoke roll and make it work. Okay, caller 816, you're live. Who have we got here?
Chad and Stan Hayes.
Stan, welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you. Glad to have you. You're always welcome right here, brother. What's going on tonight?
You know, I'm sitting here, and I'm working on some stuff for our Hog with a Heart class that that I want to talk about tonight, our whole hog class that we'll be putting on at the American Royal. So,
man, that's
working
exciting.
On some sponsorship stuff to get out to some companies right now.
I'm telling you, that's very important too. You know, we were talking about sponsors a little earlier. You know, we thank them for everything they do, whether it's my team, your team, another team.
Well,
they're out there supporting barbecue and supporting the whole cause.
And I think of your sponsors, because I was listening, you know, most of your sponsors that you have on there are supporters of Operation Barbecue Relief. In fact, I'd venture to say all of them are. I might have missed one, but, I mean, Jason with Green Mountain Grills, Jason's a good friend. Spent a couple of beers with him at in a airport earlier this year, getting to know him a little bit better, and they've been a big supporter. And actually, he's one of the first people that came through for a donation of a Green Mountain Grill to donate or to raffle off at our class that we'll be doing. So Green Mountain has supported us a couple of times now with some product that we can turn into cash for the organization.
Man, that's
and
awesome.
Then,
you know,
Spider's a great friend of ours. We've known him for a few years now, and he gives us meat rakes to auction off and to do stuff with quite a bit as well. So, you know, the guys are great. And, you know, you mentioned one of the biggest people I can think of in barbecue earlier, and that's Bill Arnold. He's a good, you know, very good friend of mine, and, you know, somebody that I think the world of, too. Not just, you know, because he's got a great sauce, but he's a great man.
He is. He's a fine fella. You know, we're basically like brothers, like we are family, you know, and And we just, anytime we get together, we have a big time, and it's just like a family reunion, you know. And he's a fine fella, you know, and I mean, just a fine all around guy. And bless his heart, I'd do anything in the world for him. And you know, that's just how it is. That's how a lot of us in barbecue are. And
no, that's what I was gonna say. You know, the thing that's made, you know, Operation Barbecue Relief grow the way it has and be as successful is the people, and it's the barbecue nation out there, or the barbecue family, as I put it, that's come together and, you know, really to help, you know, people out there in the time of need.
Right. It's remarkable how everybody pulls together. I mean, it just makes you feel good inside when you see all that caring, compassion, and love come together. It's amazing. It really is. Yep. You know, it makes you feel good. It puts a warm spot in your soul. I mean, when you see good things come out of people, because you know they've got it in them, and that's a good cause. You know, it's just a let's say God-blessed cause in my book.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that people don't, you know, if you're not part of it or you're not in the barbecue world, it's sometimes you can look at it and go, that's really cool what they do.
Right.
But and when they actually see the way, you know, the family that we have out there, because like you said, you know, the little camp that's set up there, the little town that's created at a contest, you know, some of those people I only see, you know, 5 times a year, 10 times a year. But they're some of my best friends in even outside of barbecue, because they're
from
all over the country.
That's right. You're exactly right. I'm sorry.
So.
You're exactly right. Just like I met I just think he's a friend of yours, and I just met him Monday morning and just had a great time with him, and I consider him a friend. And Frank Cox.
Frank is a great friend of mine. But that shows you, you know, it shows you the
family that's barbecue out there, because I met Frank because of the tornado in Joplin. Our first response as Operation Barbecue Relief, going to Joplin and cooking meals out of a parking lot, ended up being, you know, I ended up with new friends for life. And Frank and his buddy Frank that showed up there, you know, one of his good friends lost his house in the storm. And after getting his family settled and everything, he wanted to help his community. So, you know, he said, there's nothing I can do. My house is gone. I'll go help others. And he came and cooked with us for several days. And, you know, I turned around. He's looked for opportunities for 2 years to come and help again. And he was down in Moore, Oklahoma, giving back to that community.
Awesome.
So,
right.
You know, we've had a lot of people that we've helped over the years come and pay it forward at, you know, at other disasters.
Right. And that's awesome. You know, that is awesome. And it they just make it happen. They get there some way, somehow, you know, and help. I'm sure now any and all type of help is greatly appreciated. But I'm sure, you know, it's just so hard to do for some people. You know, when these disasters happen to get there, and, you know, there's all these people that just rally up, pack up, and head out and come do it, you know, and that's just awesome.
And the thing is what people don't realize is we don't always need people to come there. There's things that people can do, you know, working phones, looking for volunteers, trying to find equipment that can do logistics.
That's right. Are you still there, Stan? John, you still online with me?
I am, buddy. I'm just listening in.
Okay. Well, I think Stan I think we lost Dan. And hopefully, let's see here. I don't know what happened, but hopefully, I'm sure he will call back, because it's very interesting to hear Stan talking about OBR, and we want to hear about this hog with a heart. That's for sure. I know that's going to be exciting right there at the American Royal, and he's got some super guys coming in to teach this, and I'm sure we'll get him back on in just a minute.
Yes, sir. That's going to be good.
Just like he was talking about, you know, all these people he's meeting, it's just like me and you. We've just become barbecue brothers, basically brothers, and we're ready to get together and go cook, man. How awesome is that?
Well, that's the whole point, man. I, you know, and we talked about it on our show last week. Is, man, I've done a lot of stuff. I've hunted and I've been all over and spent a fortune hunting. And don't get me wrong, I love hunting. And there's nothing I love being, you know, outdoors and stuff. But the camaraderie and the fellowship and brotherhood of being around cooks and talking, you know, barbecue and being around, you know, it's different because, you know, there's a group of us whenever we go cook on. Whenever we go to a cook-off, there's a few of us that Friday morning, man, we're always, or Thursday night, you know, and Friday, we're always texting and calling each other. Well, what time are you going to get to leave? And what time are you going to get to are you going to make a beer run? I got plenty if you ain't going to make it, you know. Where are we parking at this one?
It's just like when you was in high school trying to figure out where the party was Friday night and who was going.
That's exactly right.
What that is. And I'm telling you, where's the party at? Where's the party at tonight and who's going to be there? When do we need to be there? And what do we need to bring? That's just how it is.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
We're all like, save me a spot. Save me a spot, you know. And we'll get people.
That's right.
You know, we got three or four pits stretched out where eight can fit, you know. Everything in the same spots for everybody. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't, but, you know, we all seem to make it work.
Yeah, we're going to make it work. We got Stan back in. Let's get him queued back in now. His number just popped back up, and we'll get him back on. And he's back on. Stan, you back with us, brother. Stan, you there? Evidently, Stan's in a dead spot or cold spot. We'll get him back in a minute. Maybe he'll come back on in just a minute. Stan, the line's open, so you call back in. We'll get you back in. We're having a good time. It's just part of live radio, and that's what it is, and we'll just make it work. That's just a big hell yeah, right?
That's a hell yeah. That's the way I see it.
Hell yeah. That's what Daryl Mass calls him now, the hell yeah barbecue. What do you think about that?
<You're right.
laughs> I just have a good time with it. Lord, if I didn't have this, I don't know where I'd be or what I'd be doing. Because this barbecue,
I'd be in a lot of trouble. I'd eat a lot of McDonald's.
It's just like big kids. I know our wives. Well, mine usually don't say much to me about doing the show. She's pretty supportive, but she does get tired of me talking barbecue. I mean, we went to Big City, Louisville, Kentucky, and they all wanted to talk barbecue with me. You know, what can you tell them? You know, we've got a grill on our patio, and I said, well, let me tell you what you need to do with that grill. Let me tell you how to cook on it. And then we just go from there, and that's our party conversation. That's crazy, isn't it?
Well, you know, I've been in sales. I've been a commission and self-employed my entire life, and talking has never been that difficult for me. So my wife's just kind of used to it. So people strike up a conversation, and I strike up one, you know, and she just kind of fades off like, oh, well, we're going to be here for a minute, you know. Y'all might as well get comfortable. you'll catch on to that real quick, you know. I love my wife to death. I can't imagine life without her because I can't imagine anybody else wanting me.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, if mine never leaves me, I'm in a world of hurt, son. I'm telling you.
That's exactly right.
Watching that video, I thought, you know, that camera didn't wasn't kind to me. It didn't look like it put on an extra 100. Yeah, I thought, oh, you know, I sound pretty country on the radio show, and then when I seen myself on the video show, I thought, oh, so we got to work on all that. We've got Keith Webb, Power Porky, and let's cue him in. Welcome him to the show. What's up, Webb, Power Porky? How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up? Just getting through frying me some Tennessee River catfish.
Really? That sounds good.
Pretty good.
That sounds good. What's going on with Power Pork?
Nothing. Just been sitting and thinking and getting ready for the weekend.
Man, I'm telling you. I'm tired of thinking about it. That's a hard thing to do, is think about it. Think about what I'm going to do, how I'm going to get there, and how it's going to go.
That'll wear you out as much as the cooking.
It sure will. Well, we've got Smoking X John Reeves in the house with us tonight. We've got another caller in queue here. Let's see if we can get them in. It's an unusual. Let's see. Here we go. We're going to queue this in. This is Stan. We've got Stan Hayes of Operation Barbecue Relief tonight with us, and he's been on, and we have a little technical phone issue. So let's see if we can get Stan back on now.
Now can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
It's the dangest thing. I could hear you guys talking, but you couldn't hear me. So.
No. Oh, mercy. Well, you live, you back in the house, live and in charge. So, Stan, tell us about what's going on now at the American Royal this year with OBR.
So, at the American Royal this year, we decided we wanted to throw some sort of a fundraiser that would help us, you know, and help get the word out about Operation Barbecue Relief even more. So we decided, let's do a fundraiser. And we were talking with some people, actually most of them are your brothers down there in the Memphis area.
That's right.
When we were down in Moore. And so this whole idea sort of hatched down in Moore while we were sitting around one night after, you know, serving a few thousand meals and with John Wheeler and some of the guys. And I said, I had this crazy idea, and I told him what, you know, of doing fundraiser. And I said, what if we did a whole hog class at the American Royal? You know, I said, you know, supposedly the largest contest in the United States, or one of them, you know, but it doesn't do whole hog. Well,
right.
Why don't we bring the whole hog to the American Royal? So that was the whole thing, and so we started talking about it. And Mark Lambert and Alan Smith were guys that we had talked to about it and played around with it, and talked a little bit about it at Memphis in May as well, about doing something. We didn't know what we were going to do. The whole hog, you know, sort of came about. And so we started talking to them, and then Brad Orson from the Shed. So we're going to have four pit masters teaching whole hog and how they do their whole hog. So you get to hear Lambert, you'll get to hear Wheeler, you get to hear Alan, and you'll get to hear Brad on how they do their hogs. And they will each cook a hog their way.
Right.
So there'll be four hogs, four different ways. And so we're going to do three things, as we call it, the three P's. We're going to show you how to prep a hog.
Right.
We're going to show you how to present the hog. And then we're going to show you how to make profit off of the hog.
Right.
So if you're like a lot of us that compete, you also do catering on the side.
Yes.
You know, I can tell you I'd love to come down someday and cook Memphis in May, but there's no way I'd ever cook whole hog because I've never done one.
Right.
But if I wanted to get in there and do it, I can't imagine how much it would cost me just to sit out in my backyard cooking up, you know, some small hogs just to start getting getting it down. So that's where this thing sort of just hatched and grew and became, you know, a two-day class at the American Royal that will go from, you know, showing how to, the injections to how to inject the hog to how to trim it up, how to do everything, getting it on, and then backtracking because we got to get them on the pit for to get them cooked. And then we'll come back and we're going to talk about, you know, the difference between, for instance, Comport is going to donate the hogs for the class. So we can sit there and talk about, you know, the difference between a Comport hog and a normal packer that you could just go buy. What's the difference? Why would you want to use one over the other? And when would you use it over the other? Talking about things like the pits. We're going to have some, Old Hickory's going to bring us a couple of pits that we're going to cook some of the hogs on. But we're also going to cook one on a, you know, a Meadow Creek PR60. You know, a very, very cost-efficient and effective pit for somebody that wants to get in and start doing it. And then, lastly, we'll have the Willis Jeep down there from the shed cooking a robo hog, which isn't something that anybody's going to run out there tomorrow and start doing because it, you know, it's not a standard, but it's different. It's unusual.
That's right.
And it shows that there are different ways to cook a hog, down, up, running, you know.
That's right.
And
sitting, smiling, and that's right. You know,
so,
I was at Memphis in May, and that robo hog is really unique. It's really interesting. You know, I was down there and hanging out with a shed, matter of fact, not this past year, but the year before. And that was the first time I was introduced to that.
Yeah.
But it's all, you know, you got Big John in there, Natural Born Grillers. You got Mark Lambert from Sweet Swine of Mine. Now, I'm sorry, but I don't know Alan.
You know Alan, you just don't know. Alan Smith, Boar's Night Out.
Okay,
so,
Boar's Night Out. All right.
Yeah.
And then you got
Boar's
Brad
Night Out
Olson.
Went up to Dyersburg last weekend and swept all three categories and the grand champion.
Well, I'm glad I didn't go then.
You know, nothing like going to a contest and taking first in whole hog, first in shoulder, and first in ribs.
You know what? That's rocking. You know, that's awesome.
That is. And I got to meet them, and, you know, I've known the shed for a couple, you know, for a little while now, but I got to meet Alan and the Boar's Night Out crew down at the National Barbecue Association in Mobile earlier this year. And they cooked a hog, and Brad cooked his robo hog, and it became an impromptu party in an impromptu little class to show people about cooking the hog. That stuck in the back of my mind up until, you know, I said a couple months ago when we decided to launch this harebrained scheme to do this and bring it to the Royal. So the class is $1,500, which, you know, I've heard a lot, you know, wow, that's a lot. But, but if you think about it, I don't know what you spend on going to a competition, but I know what I spend. And last year I spent about between $725 and $750 just to go to a contest. You know, that's about what it costs to go to Mark Lambert's class, the class of him, and, you know, so the way I look at it is
a huge value. It is.
You're getting to hear it from four of them, not one of them.
And none of these are beginners either. People don't understand.
No.
These are not beginners. These are world-class champions right here. And, and you're talking $1,500. You're right. Some guys charge $1,500 for a class, one class.
Yep.
And they're not even going to talk whole hog. And whole hog is a lot too whole hog. And you got four different styles here that's going on. And, you know, it's amazing. And I'm sure they're going to get to eat a little of it, too.
Well,
so, you know,
so
it's a win-win right there.
It's going to be 2 days long. And it's going to culminate with our sponsor there who's putting us up in there It's the largest corporate site at the Royal, 16,000 square foot site that has, you know, well, they're going to take care of the tents. They're going to be a gracious host. And at the end of it, we're going to have a party for about, you know, 1,200 of our closest friends.
Sure.
And sponsors that are at the event. And we're going to display the four hogs for, you know, everybody to come and eat and taste.
Right.
You know, we'll have
right.
a lot of other food on top of that. But,
right.
you know, the showcase is going to be these four hogs. And
man, that's just awesome.
We're gonna play around with some things. We'll have some special guests that are coming in to talk about different things. We'll have some guests coming in, like our good friends that, you know, you talk about sponsors. Well, Old Hickory Pits is the official pit of Operation Barbecue Relief. And
right.
so I've got David Knight and Alex Knight will be coming in and talking a little bit about a couple of the cookers that are going to be, you know, used. We'll
and
have
Old Hickory. I'm sorry, I was going to say
no,
Old
go ahead.
Hickory is right down the road, you know, from
absolutely.
Where we're at here. Yeah, and
absolutely, not far at all.
And that's right.
I can
I'm
tell
right
you.
Keep up. I'm sorry.
No. I was going to say, I can tell you that, you know, it's a little over a six-hour drive from Kansas City, from my house, from my driveway to Cape, to the factory. And once you
uh-huh.
spend about 3 hours there after leaving at 5 o'clock in the morning from here, you don't get home till about 8:30 at night. It makes for a very long day, but an awesome day.
I'm telling you.
But, no, they, you know, Great folks over there, and they're going to come out. You know, we'll have some of the pit masters from the Barbecue Pit Master series over the last couple of years that are supporters of ours that will be coming out, hanging out some at the class, and we'll have a VIP evening Thursday night that people will get to hang out with some of these pit masters and get to meet some other people and just sort of mingle. And then, like I said, Friday night we'll end with this big blowout with bands and everything else. And it's going to be a one hell of an event. I mean, we'll have you know, one of the big name guests that I can tell you because he says he's already committed to coming is Famous Dave Anderson, who's a big supporter of ours. So we'll have Famous Dave will be coming there and hanging out with people and signing some autographs and probably pushing his new book a little bit. And
sure.
We also have the Diva coming in. Danielle will be in and. You know, she's a big supporter of ours, and you know, on Barbecue Crawl had an episode where she got to go out with the shed and see what we do out in the field
right.
last year. So it's exciting. I'm extremely excited. You know, this isn't just about, you know, how to compete with Whole Hog, but we want people to know how they can make money with it too. And
right.
so we hit both sides of it, and I think, you know. As far as I know, I don't know of any class like this that's ever occurred that has the caliber of pit masters coming together, you know, no egos, no nothing. Let's come and help an organization raise some money. And because let's face it, all four of those guys have got some pretty big egos. And,
yeah, that's right.
And,
big guys.
You know, there wasn't a hesitation, there wasn't a hiccup or anything when we asked them to be part of it. And that's the amazing, you know, that's the great thing about it. And I don't say it's amazing because they're all great guys and they're doing it because they want to support us. And just like, you know, we have a lot of other supporters, but you know, what I need is I need people to, you know, I know not everybody can come to this class, but there's people out there that'll want to come and, you know, we just got to get the word out so everybody knows about it.
Well, we're going to do our part to spread the word. We'll post it. We'll post your site every so often and keep that going that way also. But, you know, I've been doing this show a little over a year now and just really had some great, great response from a lot of friends all over the country with it. And and I'm just thankful to do it. I just love doing it. You know, it's just something I really enjoy doing, and I'm fortunate enough to have people like to listen, you know, and I'm honored with that. You know, we've had some real big shows. We've had shows hitting right at 15,000 listens. I mean, we've really had some big shows for a Blog Talk show. I mean, we're really smoking right now, and I'm thankful for that. So hopefully everybody listening will spread the word, because this is a dynamite class. You've got some awesome pitmasters right there coming together, joining forces to do their thing on these whole hogs. And, you know, a lot of guys have never cooked a whole hog. I personally have, but
yeah,
a lot of guys haven't. And this right here is some interesting stuff. And guys that have cooked whole hogs, still, you're going to learn a lot from these guys right here. And if this is going down at the Royal, there's no telling, you know, it might be a future KCBS category. You never know.
Yep, you never know. And you know, one of the things about it is, this is a bucket list item for a lot of people when it comes to barbecue.
Yes, yes.
Is learning about whole hog. Another bucket list item for a lot of barbecue guys is cooking the Royal. And so
right.
we know that somebody that does that, it's gonna be expensive. They're already coming, you know, if they're coming in for the Royal, but it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. You know, who's to say, one, whether we would do this again, two, whether, if we did it again, that we'd have these four guys.
That's right.
So,
that's right. You're exactly right. Yeah, like I say, it's an amazing line of a talent right here. People don't understand, you know, coming together to do their thing is pretty awesome. I mean, it really is awesome. I mean, it's dynamite awesome. And it'll be off
well,
the
know,
charts. They're going to
getting four people
problem.
Like
they're...
these guys, you know, to be free all at, you know, the same weekend.
Yeah,
is pretty amazing.
And then the talent and other people that you've got coming in for this event also, I mean, yes, it is a bucket list. I would love to go. I mean, just straight up, I would love to go. But, real life always dictates where I get to go sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm fortunate enough, I'm going to Texas next week, to Lubbock, Texas, to go down and cook with my Texas brothers down there. They're flying me down, and we're going to have a big time. So that's just what I'm saying. You know, we meet and talk and just turn into brothers and never have met, physically met. And it's just amazing. People just don't understand it until they get in it.
Well, you know, I met Junior several weeks ago when he was in Kansas City with his daughter at National Gymnastics.
Right.
And
right.
So we hooked up and went at took him down to Oklahoma Joe's for, you know, because he, you know, unfortunately he didn't have the best barbecue experience the night before. I won't name names on here, but one of the old legendary, you know, places in town didn't come through for him.
Well, you know, it happens that way. You know, commercial barbecue is a different ball game than what we're in. And and you know, that's just it's like day and night difference. And us cooking real barbecue like that, we can't hardly go to a commercial place.
I have a hard time going. I mean, if I'm off like this summer, I don't like the heat, so I don't cook a lot in July and August for contests. And I wish I would have this July, the way we got some cool snaps that came through.
Right.
It would have been some really nice weekends, but
this weather has been awesome.
But it's really about somewhere in January, you know, early February, I start jonesing for it, because I've been off for the, you know, for winter for a couple of months, and then I might look for a place. Now, when I come down to Memphis or something like that, I'll eat out, because it's different than here in Kansas City, and
right.
And the same thing if I'm in Texas, I'm you know, if I'm lucky enough to be you know, in hill country or something like that, I'd probably go crazy, and I'd eat my weight in Texas sausage probably.
Oh, I don't need to do that. I really don't. But I'm planning on doing a little of it. Oh, mercy. I'm telling you, it's just going to be, that's just what it's all about. We just have a good time when we get together. We eat and drink and be merry, you know, and have a good time. And that's what, you know, it's you don't get to do that very often.
No. No, you're absolutely right.
But in barbecue, you get to do it more than others. So we are fortunate enough to be able to do that. I mean, it's just a great thing. Operation Barbecue Relief is a great thing. We've always shared and supported, and just word of mouth always tried to spread the word of that. You know, it's just, we just believe in that kind of thing, and it's important to us. And we're just going to make it better. We've got to, you know, that's what it's all about. But this class that you have, Hawk with a Heart, that's just a dynamite idea that y'all have come up with and implemented it and made it something that's really going to happen. And I just hope you have a huge success with it as far as, you know, there's going to be people all over the country that's going to participate in this. It's just dynamite. I mean, it really is.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys. You know, Daryl's been great, and everybody on, you know, of the Barbecue Superstar radio shows have been great. You know, letting us come on and talk about it, and we're going to try to hit all the different shows, because we know that everybody's got a little bit different, you know, listenership and everything.
Right.
But I'll just. For people that are listening that don't know, the website is OperationBBQRelief.org, and right on the front page of the website there is a Hog with a Heart, link that'll take you to the page. It tells you about it. Tells you every, you know, that $1,500, you know, includes everything but the hotel. So it will include the pass to the Royal. It includes the meals. For the 2 days that they're there, the drinks. I mean, it includes basically everything but hotel, and we've got hotel blocks set aside downtown Kansas City, 15 minutes away. A lot, of, you know, taxi ride, you know,
right.
You know, it's much easier to grab a taxi the way the craziness of the Royal, or one of the shuttles,
right.
Because they run shuttles from the parking garages downtown to the Royal, because they're, you know, when you get 25,000 to 30,000 people coming down on a Friday night, if it's nice out on Friday night down there, there will be 25,000 to 30,000 people easy at the Royal.
Oh, I bet.
And you know, they normally say, you know, throughout the weekend, there's about 75,000 people that come down to the Royal. And, with over, you know, last year there was 500 and almost 50 teams that actually competed. So you think about just the people that come in for the contest, let alone all the people that pay to come in to these parties and to these fundraising, you know, events and everything. It's just amazing.
It's unreal. It is. It's unreal, the amount of team participation at the Royal.
We've got a couple of bucket list items, you know, as Operation Barbecue Relief, and one of them might come true next year in May. You may see an Operation Barbecue Relief set up at Memphis in May next year.
Man, wouldn't that be awesome?
We've got a couple of people that are interested in sponsoring us to make that happen, and you know, what we're finding, it's a great way to get the word out about who we are. I mean, it doesn't matter what contest I go to compete. You know, I fly an OBR banner at every contest I'm at, and
right.
somebody stops and asks me, at least one person. I've had people stop by and say, hey, you know, I grew up here, so and so, you know, and leave me money. Here, put this in.
Yeah.
You have a donation jug. You know, can I? You know, and it's just one of those things that just it reminds you, you know, why you do what you do, and when you
when you spend time away from your family or you're spending time in the evenings doing stuff, it just helps remind you, you know, why you're doing it.
It does. That's right. You're exactly right, and I can really appreciate what you're saying. It's a fantastic cause, and it's just the work of kindness, generosity, and caring, all in one. It's just wonderful. I remember when it first started. You know, you heard Operation Barbecue Relief. We were going down and. And I thought, man, that's just a dynamite group of guys and gals that are doing that. And just any way anybody can help, either sending items, donations, volunteering, in any aspect of the whole picture of Operation Barbecue Relief. I know it's greatly appreciated. And, I mean, you've got a dynamite organization right there, and it's just going to continue to grow and do more good. You know, I just see it continuing on, period.
Yeah. Well, again, I appreciate, you know,
you're welcome.
Giving me the time on the show and everything, and I'll get off here so you can go to your other guests and make sure you tell my friend Jason hi for me.
I will do it. He will be on shortly. Call back and holler at him yourself if you want to. You're more than welcome to.
I appreciate it. I'll probably listen to it, but I got some things to do. So.
Sure. All right, Stan. Have a good one, and take care of yourself. And anytime you have anything you need to get out, just feel free to come home.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you guys
later.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye. That was a great interview right there with Stan Hayes. Really proud to have him on Operation Barbecue Relief, and we have been discussing the newest fundraiser, Hog with a Heart, right there at the American Royal. You've got four dynamite pit masters that are coming together to show you their way of cooking whole hog, and I mean, you've got dynamite talent there. You've got Natural Born Grillers, Big John Wheeler, you got Mark Lambert, Sweet Swine of Mine. You got Alan Smith of Boards Night Out. You got Brad Orson of The Shed. And we got to give a big shout out to The Shed, August 5th, 9 p.m. Central on Food Network. They will be in the house on the television with their new show premiering. So be sure to tune in to that. That's going to be exciting. I can't wait to watch that myself. I'm ready to watch Food Network again because they've got something on there that we can enjoy. Keith Webb, Fire Port, you're still in the house with us, aren't you?
Yeah, man, just taking it all in.
Doesn't that sound like a dynamite class they're having at the American Royal? Wouldn't it be a bucket list or dream to get to go down there and do that kind of thing?
That'd be just a blast right there.
I'm telling you, man, that would be an awesome thing to get to go do. You know, we've got to experience a lot of cool stuff in the barbecue world, and just a little bit of time, you know, we've got to do some cool things, meet some great people, and, you know, get our picture made with the big boys. We've had fun, haven't we?
Oh, if you had kidding us, past year and a half has been pretty good.
That's right. It really has. We, you know, and you've got to appreciate that. You can go and you meet your friends, meet new friends, meet the pit masters, the big cooks, the barbecue superstars themselves, and just hang out, and it's just a huge time. I know I've had a big time. And ready to make it bigger. We're ready to let the smoke roll, baby. And
hey, I hear you.
And hell yeah. Hell yeah, barbecue. We're going to make it big. We're going to go big or go home. And I'm not planning on going home. We're going to go cook Henry County State Fair competition this weekend, have a big time. Next week, headed going to fly down to Lubbock, Texas. Now, that right there is a bucket list in itself now. And I'm really looking forward to it. And what about your big interview with Daryl Nass, Barbecue Superstars, this past Monday morning? How'd you feel about that? I was kind of watching some of that a while ago.
I hadn't got to go back and watch it. That was fun, though. I enjoyed that. It was like cooking a cop. We got to sit up there and cook all day and have fun.
I'm telling you, we, you know, and We've had a lot of views on that video. There's several videos right there on BBQSuperstars.com. You can see Chief Webb, Pirate Pork in the house. You will see moi, Big Boy Chris Chadwick. I'm telling you, I think that camera added about 100 pounds to my physique.
That means it did to me, too. That ain't good.
I thought, hell yeah. I thought, oh, hell no. But also, you can see James Brawner in the house. Team Grilling and Chilling Goob was live and large and in charge. He was having a good time, too. Hey, we all had a good time. And Frank Cox was there, Frank's dynamite guy. Now, Frank and Stan, they're big buddies right here, right there in Missouri, actually. And it's a small world. One meets one and knows another, and it just grows from there. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
It's really crazy. It really is. We've also got tonight, we've got Jason Baker calling in. Jason is with Green Mountain Grills. We're going to interview Jason tonight and talk a little bit about some product. Can't wait to talk about some new product, some Green Mountain talk. I'm telling you, I mean, you got to see it in action the other day. What did you think about it?
I think it was doing great. That looks like a fine little cooker right there.
It is. It's a nice machine. It does a good job. It's just ready to roll as soon as you are. But yeah, that's going to be a dynamite. It's, you know, it's just dynamite little cooker. It just gives you that. It gives you that cost to temp, and it gives you some cook time right there at a good precise temperature control, and that's what I like about that Green Mountain Grill. I mean, it lets the smoke roll. It keeps that heat and that temperature right on the money, and I'm sold on it. I mean, anybody that wants to learn how to cook on a pellet cooker, there's not a lot of learning to it. Once you get in it and start using it, you know what it's all about. It's on right then. So let's talk right now. Let's meet me talk a little Henry County Cook. You know, Friday night, I'm telling you, it's right around the corner.
You ain't kidding. Got to get it all done tomorrow.
I'm telling you, I'm excited about it. I'm ready to roll, and I'm going to get down there early Friday, and we're going to set up and have our TBA, Tennessee Barbecue Association, banners flying, our American flags flying, our banners flying, and our sponsor banners flying. So we'll have a nice setup. I'm ready to, I'm just ready to have a good time, ready to put my best foot forward and cook some awesome product. What do you think about those ribs this past Monday we cooked?
Oh, they were good. You do them again, you'll be on the money.
I hope so. I hope I can pull it off and make it happen. You know, you never know. You can cook one when you're not in a contest. You can cook perfect every time, but you go to that contest.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a jinx out there or what. Jinx me. But they don't turn out like that. What's the problem? What's the story behind
that? I know
it.
I done some chicken that way one time years ago, and we cooked some chicken for lunch, and that was better than any chicken I've ever cooked in my life. And it was for lunch.
That's how it works. That is how it works. And I don't understand that one minute, but it does work that way. Chicken is a killer category. I mean, it will get you every time. And let me tell you, I've got my thighs prepped, ready to roll. I've got them already done, up, and ready to go. So I'm
you step ahead of me,
because
I guess I'll do mine Friday.
Well, I spent several hours doing mine, so... I'm not going to do any chicken Friday. I'm going to put it on the smoker and let the smoke roll, put some smoke in my meat, and that's the story. That's the name of my game this weekend.
I hear you.
I'm not going to kill myself, hopefully. Knock on wood. All right, let me refresh this board. I'm telling you, we get callers in queue. This board is acting crazy tonight. We're getting callers in queue. They're on for a minute, then we're losing the call. Guys, the number to call tonight is 347-202-0263. That's the number to call. We want you to call in. You might have to hold a couple minutes to get you in, but we want to have you on. If you've got questions, any kind of question on ribs, chickens, beef, pork, hey, we can talk about it. I don't know if it's right, but we can talk about it. Ain't that right, Keith Webb?
Oh, we'll do our best, one way or another.
guys, call in. We'd love to have you call 347-202-0263. You need to go back and listen to my intro tonight. We were on the money with Hog Wild.
Oh, yeah. Love that one.
Yeah, well, it's kind of catchy. I like it, too. We just have a good time right here. We want to thank everybody for listening in, as always, tuning in. We just have a big time, and that's what it's all about. We do have another caller in queue. We'll get them queued in just a minute. Let me refresh this board where I can make it happen. I don't know why it's acting up like it is this evening, but, hey, we'll roll with it and go with it and make it work. That's how we do it. I've got the chat room up. I know I'm bad about that. Guys, the chat room is up. Lake Moody is in the house right there in the chat room. Stacy Lawler, Swamp Donkey Barbecue, and Tortoise Q. Welcome, guys. Glad to have y'all in the room tonight. I'm bad about that chat room, man. It's hard to multitask. I don't know if you're good at that or not, but I'm telling you.
No.
It's crazy. Bill Wall, thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Message, Jared, call in if you'd like to. We'd love to have you call in. I've got another, I'm just getting my computer stays lit up when we do this show. If it's not emails, it's Facebook messages. And so we're just having a big time. We welcome everybody to call in, 347-202-0263. Call in and let's talk barbecue. Let's talk events. Let's talk sauce, rub, pits. It does not matter. You need to check out smokerbuilder.com. Frank Cox, he's got a dynamite pit. I believe they're raffling one off before long. They built one live on Daryl Mass Barbecue Superstars morning show. It's actually a whole weekend show this past weekend. Check Frank out. He's also got a live show on the BTNL. I'm sorry. I just can't remember that. You know what I'm talking about, Keith Webb. BTNL.
Which one was it? What was it?
BTNL. BTLN.
I think that's it. BTNL.
Yep. The other blog talk, the Tailgating Network for Barbecue Superstars, it's got dynamite shows. Wednesday night, got Lori Frazee out of Florida on. Sunday nights, you got Frank Cox. You got Chris Fulmer on Monday nights. You got some good guys on there, gals on there talking barbecue, tailgating. You know, we support it all. If we're all in this together. Barbecue Superstars at one. If one does good, we all do good, so we all support each other. I mean, that's the way I feel about it. Our Blog Talk Radio is not responding tonight, so we're going to try to refresh this page again and make it work. Anybody in queue this evening, just hang on. We'll get to you just in a few minutes as soon as our studio board comes back up. Our chat room is up. BNTL, Frank Cox is in the chat room. I've got it now. What's up, Frank? Glad to have you in the chat room tonight, brother. Just missed Stan Hayes. He was on with us talking. There's Blake Moody calling me Governor Chadwick. I don't know what that's all about. Oh, mercy. And we just, they give it in hell in the chat room tonight, boys. That's all right. Give her some smoke, son. Let the smoke roll in the chat room. Oh, mercy. Let's go back to this Blog Talk studio board and see if we've got it back up and rolling right now. We do have another caller in queue, 731-225. This is the birthday boy himself, James Brawner, a.k.a. Goob, of Team Grilling and Chilling. Let's see what Goob, if we can get him queued in. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but we're trying. Bear with us. I believe it's not on yet. But that's all right. We'll get you queued in a minute, brother. We'll get you on and we'll make it happen. So Keith, any special strategies for this weekend? You got a sleeve you care to share with all the listening audience? I don't know anybody cooking this weekend.
Getting there is my special strategy.
Brother, I hear you. Amen.
Getting there and cooking what I've been doing. That's all I'm going to do. Same thing.
I'm telling you, just getting there is going to be an accomplishment in itself, and we will make it happen. I'll be excited once I'm there. But until I get there, I'm kind of skeptical. Oh, it's going to be a big time. It's going to be a good cook. We're going to have a great time. I can't wait. Now my server's down, so bear with me a few more minutes, guys. It's
Rock,
all
get your hammer
now.
Out.
Uh-huh.
Have to get your hammer out. They say when it don't work right, hit it with a hammer.
You know, these won't take many licks, so. If you're just tuning in, guys, this is Chris Chadwick, Let's Talk Smoke Radio Show. Glad to have you in the house. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to call in, we would like for you to call in. The number to call is 347-202-0263. We have got the studio board back up now. We're waiting. The chat room is up, looks like. We've got it rolling. The smoke's rolling in the chat room tonight. We've got some great guys in the chat room. It's full. We're just thankful to have everybody calling in, listening in, tuning in, you know, just whatever. You can always check this show out in archives. Very easy to do. Go back and listen to all the radio shows and archives. It's just easy. It's 1, 2, 3. Go to Blog Talk Radio. Go to BarbecueSuperstars.com. Either way, definitely check it out. We always have literally thousands of listens every week to the shows, and we thank all of you for listening in, tuning in, and we want you to continue to support everything barbecue 100%. Matter of fact, Frank Cox has got a new Pitmasters UDS kit available now to make your own ugly drum smoker. He's got it available. Go to smokerbuilder.com. He can hook you up with that. We've had a super interview with Stan Hayes from Operation Barbecue Relief, talking about the new Hog at Heart, Hog with the Heart fundraiser there at the American Royal. We've had Smoking X, John Reeves live with us tonight, radio show host of X Nation on Thursday night. And we've got Keith Webb, Pirate Pork in the house. We've got Grilling and Chilling on hold. Let's see if we can get them in now. Well, happy birthday. Welcome to the show. Hello, hello. Grilling and Chilling, you're live in queue. Keith Webb, you still with us?
I'm here, man.
All right. And then you got Goob. Goob, you with us now?
I am with you. That's right.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you. We're having a good birthday.
Everybody.
That was a little bit from Rooster there. She wanted to thank everybody for all the wishes and stuff.
That's all right. We like to have Elle. We have Presley. We have all the kids on the show, that is all right, too.
That's
what it's all about.
We start this from the ground up.
Thank you.
Do you hear that?
So what's going on tonight? What's going on tonight with Team Grilling and Chilling? We've got Power Pork on the line also. We've had some other guys in the
We're doing a little birthday celebration. It wasn't that many. It was just me and Elle and Miss Lisa, but we opened some nice cards and stuff. You get along about this age and stuff, and you have some memorabilia that people will send back to you and stuff. So we've had a good evening. And, I'm excited.
Thank you, 100 people.
And girl's all excited too. She's excited about us doing.
Happy birthday!
There you go. She's all about it. I'm telling you. She's all jacked up on like Mountain Dew, and she can't wait till the fair took off. I don't know what we're gonna do. It's unbelievable.
I'll just have a lot of fun. Let the smoke roll, and it'll be all right. That's how we roll.
It is.
I know my little pit master is excited about going. She's ready to hang tough. And she will. She's ready to go and just have a big time this this weekend. And I'm looking forward to having time with her. That's what
well,
it's about.
Elle and I are going to the fairgrounds early. She's going with me. We're going to take the new bicycle. It's her birthday. She's a firecracker. She was born on July the 5th. And so she, Granddaddy and Nana and Bubba all has a birthday this time of year. And she's going up there to the fairgrounds. She's going to ride her bicycle around, and we're going to wait for the people of TBA and the people that want to compete at Henry County Fair to show up and stuff, and we're going to greet them as best we can. You know, we're a low-budget operation, so they might just see me and Elle's pretty face. That's just, you know, what's that? I don't know what that's worth, but that's
well,
what they'll say.
They're not going to miss me, and I guarantee you they'll know who Presley is. So, I mean, there's four of us going to be greeting them, that's for sure. Frank Cox, and we're in the chat room right now. Frank Cox is saying happy birthday, Coop.
Thanks, Frank.
And I
appreciate him coming down all the way to McKenzie the other day and, you know, and helping us out.
Oh, I'm telling you.
We were looking at the best we might see earlier today.
I'm telling you, that was dynamite. I was proud to get to meet him and hang out with him, and glad he did, and looking forward to cooking with him one of these days. We just had a good time together, and that's what it's all about, guys. That's what barbecuing is about. That's what Barbecue Superstar is about. We just try to spread the love and the joy.
Well, it'd be amazing, Chris, we should probably try to do that or something like that. That broke down in the last 4 years, the people that I have absolutely didn't know their mamas, didn't know their daddies, didn't know their brothers and sisters, stuff, and their friends. And the people that I know now that I consider personal friends, they consider
right.
me personal friends, that I've met in just the last 4 years.
It would
just blow your mind. Because I could also go back for the last 40 years, and I probably couldn't even write down that many for the last 40 that I've made in the last four. And now that's amazing. That's the way it is.
It is amazing. It is amazing. You're right. And that's just part of that old barbecue family we always talk about on here. And that's just how it goes. Now, we've got another caller in queue. Let's welcome them to the show because I've seen this number twice tonight, and I want to get them in. Caller 512, we're going to queue you in and welcome you to the show. You're queued in. Welcome to the show, 512. Who we got?
This is Bob, Chris, calling from Austin, Texas.
How are you doing evening, Bob? Yeah, we got
pretty
you.
Good.
You live with us.
Yeah, good. Appreciate it. I'm doing all right. But I've been trying to find the answer to this question about some pork ribs. I've seen in some pictures that these ribs have a flat bone. It's a St. Louis-style pork rib, but the bone is more flat than round. And so basically
right.
I've been buying all these different ribs, Berkshire, because somebody told me that they were a Berkshire rib, but these Berkshires I've been getting are not really that meaty. You know, they're good, but they're just not as thick as some of the ones I can get here locally. So is that a cut? Is that just the way the ribs are cut, or is that a actual?
Well,
you know,
the St. Louis cut, you know, a flat bone rib is basically just going to be your basic spare rib.
Okay.
Just your basic spare rib, usually $1.99 a pound, just basic spare rib.
Okay.
Those, I don't know, Walmart.
During this one thing I was reading, it was saying the way they cut it, though, if they cut it up more towards, I don't know which direction, but the bone is more flat. Does that sound right?
To the AC.
Well, right. What you need to do on your spare rib to get you know, look at your cuts, look at your ribs when you select them. You look at that long straight bone.
Yeah.
As long as it's, you know, they might not be exactly straight, but they're going to be flat. And you do is you cut that sternum, you cut that breast section off. You've got it laying on its top. You got the top side laying flat down, and find the bend between that straight bone and the breast.
Okay.
The sternal bone, and just cut straight down, and you'll have a perfect cut of St. Louis ribs every time.
Okay. And I noticed that picture that you had posted that the rib bone was exposed. Did you cut that down any?
No, that's how they cook up.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, I cook ribs. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you've got to cook them, you know, wrap them, and then, you know, set your sauce and finish them up, but. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't French that bone at all. They grew up off the bone like that.
Okay. And you wrap them, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. See, over here where, you know, I haven't been doing a lot of cook-offs. I've only done 4 or 5, but I've actually done pretty decent in cooking off. And the guy that taught me, I know this is going to sound crazy, but he told me 8 hours on the ribs. And normally I don't cook them that long. I have, but I don't wrap them. And I'm thinking that wrapping them is what's helping pull the bone back, you know, or pulling the meat back.
It does. It's going to tenderize that rib, too. Now, what kind of temperature are you cooking at?
I put everything on at the same temp. I put my briskets on towards – I'm doing a stick burner, and I put my briskets all the way over farthest away from the fire.
Right.
And then I'll put my chicken halves there, and then my ribs. And, you know, I don't cook the briskets for 8 hours. I do those an hour, a pound plus an hour. But my ribs, I've been depending on the breeze and just depending on the way they're cooking, I'll go maybe 6 or 7 hours, but I mean without, and they're juicy, you know, but I've seen where they wrap them, and maybe I need to wrap them.
I tell you what, you need to practice you need to wrap them. You need to smoke your ribs.
Uh-huh.
Goob, Keith, y'all chime in if you want to. Welcome to chime in, but I like to smoke my ribs 2.5-3 hours. You know, what do y'all say about 3 hours?
Yeah, I do mine 3 hours. The simple thing, if you read any barbecue book, and then you need to know your cooker, and what temperature, it's 3, 2, 1. You smoke
so
it 3 hours.
3 hours unwrapped, 2 hours wrapped, and then 1 hour unwrapped?
Yeah, well, just finish it up that last hour. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. 3 hours,
yeah,
1 hour glazing.
Oh, okay.
You need to know the feel of your ribs. You need to know your cooker. And when you get to the point there after the 3, 2, then you get where to run your temperature on your pit as far as glazing, because it's going to glaze at 150 the same as it glazes at 250. But if you need more cooking, then you can use that last hour of cooking. So it's a 3, 2, 1 principle.
Okay.
That last hour you can play like crazy, because There's sometimes I leave the door open on my cooker for that last hour. But like Goob just said, it depends on, you know, that. And then 2 hours, if they're done, we'll just glaze them and just kind of fiddle with them, you know, get that glaze on there. Or like you just said, if, you know, finish it up that last hour and cook them if you need to.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good basis, just run off. And what I would do, and I tell everybody, if you know, no matter what, look, we're shooting shows, we're on the radio, or people are just one-on-one with me and stuff, just learn cooker. And learn how to make your cooker, 250, 300, wherever you feel comfortable, 325 is going to be fast, and you know.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, I need to cook my ribs at a higher temperature, you know what I mean? They'll cook a little bit faster.
Well, if you're going to temperature, then you're going to be a little, you're maybe going to be a 2-1, and then absolutely, you know, at the end, you're just going to glaze. And you just got to know it. You know what I'm saying? You run a cooker at 250.
Yeah.
And you smoke them, you know, smoke them two and a half, 3 hours, wrap them for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and then take them out and then glaze them. You know, that's a good rule of thumb. That's what I would go on. Cooker, and then once you learn your cooker, as far as controlling the temperature, then at 250 degrees, 3-2-1 is going to work for you just like money.
Okay. Yeah, that I don't need to go out very much then. So when you guys do ribs at an event, do you just buy the – do you go to a butcher and buy, like, organic, or do you just go to, like, a local supermarket and buy their St. Louis cut ribs?
Basically, my sponsor is IGA, Lakeway IGA here in Paris, Tennessee, where we're from, Independent Grocery Association. I buy straight. It doesn't make any difference what sanction event looking for. I buy straight across the counter. All my people that cook and follow me can go right in the store, buy it. I use the Independent Grocery name on meat, sugar, butter, everything. So you can
buy You can usually just buy local grocery stores. We don't have many butcher stores around here. It's usually grocery store meat. Matter of fact, just whatever looks the best, you know. Sometimes Walmart, Sam's Club.
Yeah.
You go to a meat market or something like that, and you may have. But if you'll find, and this is the deal, you need to make friends with your butcher. Then you need to be alert to whatever, because at the grocery store, at the meat butcher, and at the Kroger, and at the Walmart, if you'll pay attention, the same meat truck is dropping. Now, there is different qualities, so you need to know who's beginning to be.
Okay.
But the same provider in that area, that 200, is giving it to them all.
The ribs that I get at the local we have HEB down here in Texas, and the St. Louis cut ribs that we get down here, they're pretty decent. I mean, they're pretty thick. I would say they're 1.5 inches, maybe to 2 inches thick, and you know they're good. We actually placed with that rib at the Chisholm Trail. There was like 55. Entries, you know, I think we got 9th place, and it was our third cook-off. But I wanted to go to a juicier. I wanted to get like an organic. I don't know if it's really going to help me out, but these organic butchers here they're thin. So does it matter if the rib, as far as judging goes, does it matter if it's a thicker rib, you know, or does it hurt you if the rib is thinner?
It's cooking time.
Yeah, it's going to be your cooking time, and a thinner rib is going to be will dry out a lot quicker.
I'd like 2 inch rib myself.
Yeah, I do too.
And a St. Louis cut should be off of a little bit larger pig, and it should have some great in it. And you know that all that stuff depends, but I still go back to the basis. You know how you look at your meat. You need to somehow get your cooking. You got to understand. You got to do flavor profile. You got to do seasoning. You got to need to. Some part you're going to have to become a meat processor and a butcher yourself. be able to look at your meat, look at your meat, and know what quality of meat you got. The fatter it is, you know, that's going to tell you a lot. Then know your cooking time. Say, okay, this is a 3-hour rib, or this is 2.5-hour rib, or this is, you know, whatever. Because you're going to cook and smoke it right off the bat. When we, once we wrap them in a tin foil, it could be in a microwave, or it could be in an oven, or it could be anything else finished up. You're getting your smoke. Yeah. And you can also dry out your top meat if you're running too high a temperature and you're not spritzing stuff. Your meat on top will get dry. But the fat content in your rib is going to dictate all that.
I gotcha.
I wouldn't, if I was going to do something, I wouldn't worry about so much organic ribs or where I was getting it or spending that, because I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't worry about the difference in $3 ribs and $7 ribs. I would spend them with my cooker.
You're breaking up a little bit, newbie. Hang on a minute, guys. We got another caller in queue. Let me get this caller in queue. He's been holding for about a few minutes, and let's get him and welcome him to the show. Caller 480-584. Welcome to the show. Who have we got?
Chris, Jason Baker, Green Mountain Grills. How you doing?
Jason, my brother. How you doing this evening? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Doing well. Yourself?
Well, I am doing well also, just excited. We're talking barbecue tonight. We're talking ribs right now.
Nice.
We've got callers from everywhere talking ribs. You know, we cooked some dynamite ribs on the Green Mountain Monday morning. We cooked biscuits on the Green Mountain Grill Monday morning.
There you go.
We're talking Green Mountain too.
Well, good. Love to hear that.
It's just a dynamite product. You know, there's a lot of exciting things going on with it, and I'm excited just to be a part of Green Mountain Grills and have one to use, to spread the word, to spread the just the characteristics of how they cook. You know, I mean, from a patio pitmaster to an experienced barbecue pitmaster, this unit does it all.
Yes, it does. It definitely has that versatility.
And you've got some exciting things coming up. What's coming up with Green Mountain Grills? You've got some exciting models now. You've got the Daniel Boone. What else do you have?
We have the Daniel Boone model and the Jim Bowie model. Basically, the Daniel Boone has about 430 square inches of space, and the Jim Bowie has over 600 square inches of space. Those two cookers have been very popular for us, and they've done very, very well. We've also been working on the past year on a portable grill, which we are introducing as the Davy Crockett, keeping with the whole frontier theme. This product we're hoping is going to hit the market here next month. And this product is it's 12 volts. It has about 220 square inches of space. It's completely portable in the sense that the legs fold out into the handles of the grill. And so you have three different power options with it as well, which is neat. You've got alligator clips for a battery. You've got the AC adapter. And you've got the cord itself, the DC cord for your car. So that portability, we're hoping, is really going to excite folks, you know, in different segments. I also have competition circuit folks that want this to be able to travel with. So they're traveling a little lighter, and they're going to give it a shot. So they're excited as well.
Sure. This is a piece. That's going to be a new piece to introduce to basically the whole spectrum of cooks, you know, patio cookmasters, the competition cook. You know, you've got it's very versatile. It looks like it's just going to be a smoking hot little unit, and it does have the what I was noticing about it. It does have the new option of open flame.
It does.
Which, you know, whereas Daniel Boone or the Jim Bowie has the indirect cook. This piece here, what is slotted open, is designed a little different, where you can slide it open or close for a basically a direct flame cook.
That's correct. Yeah, we're gonna test this out in the market. We're gonna see what people say about it and how much they like it, and we'll talk about putting that in the Daniel Boone and the Jim Bowie in the future. But for now, yes, we are gonna introduce this on the Davy Crockett and see what the feedback is. I think it's gonna be very positive, though.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt about it. You know, these guys around here, we did a big Barbecue Superstars morning show Monday morning. Live from my place, which we call that Hog County headquarters, and and we had that out front and center, and everybody just really loved it, you know, because you don't see a lot of that around this area, and me introducing this newest piece around here, these guys are just loving it, eating it up. We've definitely got to talk more about that. We've just got a lot of excitement going on with the Green Mountain Grill here. And I'm just fired up. I'm excited about it. I mean, I really am. Man. I mean, we're ready to let the smoke roll on these units because they're just awesome.
Thank you very much.
And I'm just not blowing smoke. I'm telling you the truth. You know, and it's just, you know, when you've got an awesome product that does everything it says it does, plus, I mean, when it's a good, you can't say nothing bad. You know, it's all going to be good. I mean, I don't have anything bad to say about it. I haven't found anything bad to say about it. And these guys that are around me looking, they know me, and they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that product, we really wanted to focus on that product as being that product where people, any backyard barbecuer could take that grill and learn how to cook the tough meats, right, and learn how to really just learn that product, but also elevate their abilities a little bit, and not in the sense that it's going to be this massive learning curve for them or something that's going to be too difficult for them to stick with. This product was born, obviously, out of the Traeger, and when the owner of this company kind of looked at the lay of the land, he'd been a Traeger owner for decades and made many mentions to Traeger about what they could do better for their grill. Seeing that in 20 years they hadn't innovated, he basically said, you know what, I'm going to do this myself. And that entrepreneurial spirit carried into a garage, and he went at it. And basically his whole thing was with the variable speeds fans, his goal, there are two fans in that grill. And so when you shut that grill off and you kick it into fan mode, his whole thing was he wanted a safety feature on there because he had seen burn back on his Traegers for years. And so that feature was what he was trying to implement, as well as taking readings off the thermal sensor instead of just doing a timing deal. And so all of that actually translated into something pretty remarkable, and that was that he was able to utilize those fans at variable speeds to maintain those temperatures better and create more smoke. So that bored the Daniel Boone, and so that's been a great product for us.
Oh yeah, no doubt. It is a dynamite product. And what's really nice about Green Mountain Grills, they're more than just a grill company. I'm very impressed with the sauce. The sauce is just is rock star. You know, I mean, it is fine sauce, and the pellets. Tell us a little bit about the Green Mountain pellet. I know I really appreciate using them, but that is just a dynamite pellet.
We have spent a lot of time in developing our three blends of pellets now. And the first blend of pellet is the premium gold blend. They come in 28-pound bags, and we focused on the fact that we wanted a product that would burn longer and create less ash than anything in the market. That was our goal from the start. And we've tested that pellet against every pellet in the marketplace, and we've achieved that with the right blend of oak, hickory, and maple. And so that's the premium gold blend. And then we moved into the fruitwood blend, which is a blend of beechwood, cherry, and pecan. which has been a great seller for us as well. And then our final blend that we're working on now that will be coming out next month is going to be our Texas blend, which is going to be a black oak, hickory, and mesquite blend. So that pellet plant is in Texas, and our plant is producing pellets now, and they're looking beautiful. They have a nice chocolate brown finish to them, and they're burning well. So we're excited to release those as well. We focus, Chris, on these pellets a lot, we've tried to create a good pellet in the market, and I think people have gravitated and learned actually that there is a difference in pellets.
Right, and I tell you the way they burn, both the fruit wood blend and the hardwood blend, which I've used both of them and I like both of them. The hardwood does give a distinctive smoke, and so does the fruit wood. But you know, it's just what it says it is. It's hardwood smoke or fruit wood smoke, and I mean they're both great. And I cooked some ribs on that Green Mountain that were just smoking hot. I mean, they were happy ribs. They were smiling at you. I mean, you couldn't want a better, perfect rib. And these guys that compete against me, we're all competing with, we compete with each other. But when they seen those ribs, Webb, what did you think about those ribs?
Oh, that's some good looking ones. Good looking, good tasting.
They had a good flavor. I mean, they were just, you know, and so right now, this Green Mountain Grill is going to be my secret weapon at the Henry County State Fair Cook-Off. And,
Love it.
Which, you know, we've got Dwayne Byard, Smoking and Turning, coming down. And Dwayne's a big Green Mountain Grill man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
Out of Clarksville. He's coming down to cook it. And we're just going to have a lot of fun. Big show, and going to have a lot of fun with it.
That's what it's all about.
It is. It really is. But this, you know, this new, the Davy Crockett, it looks like it's going to be perfect for a lot of different applications. It's just so convenient that it's going to be mobile. You know, 12-volt.
Yeah, that's right.
12-volt, the cable, the actual 12-volt cable that comes, cigarette lighter plug. It's plenty of length. So if you've got a big four-door SUV, if you've got a big four-door truck, I mean, you can plug it up in the dash, and you've got plenty of room to use it in the tailgate or wherever.
That's right.
What I think is 23 feet long, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, which is nice, because most 12-volt accessories, I'm in the electronics business, most 12-volt accessories come with a 6-foot or 8-foot 12-volt cord. And, you know, what can you do with that? Stick it out the front.
Not much.
Not much. Exactly. And then
we thought about
the battery. You got the battery connection that goes with it. It plugs right up, alligator clip, right to the battery. So you can plug it up, steal plenty of cord to the back, and you've got the AC adapter. So this unit's going to be really versatile. I'm excited about that, too. I'm excited about these products. They're really smoking hot.
Well, thank you very much. We've had fun developing them, and it'll be nice to bring this to the market. It's taken its time, but many iterations, but I think we got this one right. So we're pretty excited about it.
Man, that's just awesome. And you will introduce this new cooker what's the projection date on this introduction, David Crockett?
Yeah, I think you'll start seeing kind of the marketing side of it push probably early September, and they'll be readily available, I would say, all throughout that month. They're going to make their way into distributors' hands throughout the month of September. And so basically anybody that's going to want to look at them, they're just going to check back in with the website. There'll be a banner up. We'll talk about it. And our whole goal is to drive people into a dealer's location. You know, we don't sell online. We don't. We're not in any big box stores. Our whole thing is through mom and pop retailers throughout the country. So we're going to keep with that model, and we're hoping this is going to be a success for them as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's what it's all about. Small business. I am a firm supporter in small business. A firm supporter in barbecue. 100%, 110% supporter in everything barbecue, and these Green Mountain grills are just awesome. I mean, And
appreciate them.
Yeah, really, they really are, you know. And when we talked a while back, you said you wanted me to take it and run it through the ringer, and I have. And I hadn't found
good.
Any faults, you know. It's just, you know, I've broke it down a couple times, shot back the dust out of the bottom. I mean, it's virtually still clean. I keep foil on the front of it. I don't drip, drop. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
really a nice machine. You want to keep it nice. And
the Big Meat Probe
is spot on. I mean, I cooked a 12-pound butt on it while I was cooking the ribs. And I mean, that Big Meat Probe was spot on. It was right on the money. Temp was right there where it needed to be, and it was very helpful to have that. And the remote control is awesome. I just, you know, it's really going to play its part. This weekend, the remote is going to be broke out, and it's going to play its a big part this weekend at the competition. So, I mean, it's just I'm just excited about using it this weekend.
Yeah, it's a fun little toy, right? It's one of those. It's definitely not a need, but it's a want. And I think what's fun is I had a great picture this morning come through from a dealer of mine in Canada. Who he said it's 7 degrees Celsius here, and he was showing me his remote from inside his home, and he had a pork butt on outside, so it's fun. It's a lot of fun to see people having fun with these.
Sure, and which there, I mean, you've got the other accessories that go with it, the that thermal blanket that goes
mm-hmm.
on that for pellet. I mean, that sounds like
right.
an awesome idea. And,
yeah, it is.
All
it,
these
and
other
it works.
Accessories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. I have no doubt it works just like it's supposed to. It just makes sense, you know. It's just exciting. I'm just glad to be a part of it and sure glad to have you on. I mean, it's
well,
great
I appreciate
to have
you
on.
Having me.
You know, I've done this show for a little over a year now, and right now I'm Blog Talk Radio, Barbecue Superstars. It's getting some listens. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've had people say it's the number one show, so I'm proud
mm-hmm.
to have it. And you know, we just spread the word of barbecue, spread the word of products. You know, we just have a lot of good fun and good times on here. Stan Hayes told me to tell you hi. He was on the show a little earlier.
Oh man,
and,
he is what a great guy. What an amazing guy.
Yeah. You know, we just talk
Truly.
To people and talk to people, and we all know each other somehow. You know, it goes in threes.
Yeah.
You know, one person knows. But he was on, told me to give you a big shout out, tell you hi, and
I have to give him some. I got to give him some major props. You know, he did a speech at the HPBE this year that was just phenomenal. I mean, he had the whole room just glued to him. It was phenomenal. I mean, talking about his experience in barbecue and the great people he's met, and obviously the things that he's doing for the community in general, it was just riveting. What a riveting speech. So I give him major props. He's doing a fantastic job.
He is. And, you know, they've got this new fundraiser for OBR right now, Hog with a Heart. And
mm-hmm.
it's going on at the American Royal this year. And you're going to have four huge pitmasters come in and teach a whole hog class. They're going to all teach their own whole hog class. Brad Orson from the Shed Barbecue, Alan Smith from Boar's Night Out, Mark Lambert
mm-hmm.
from Sweet Swine of Mine, which these are all world champion Memphis Barbecue Network, Memphis and May winners. And Big John Wheeler from Natural Born Grillers. So, I mean, they've got a huge show going on.
Nice.
American Royal. Yeah, it's sweet. It really is, and I'm proud to see it. I'm proud to see everybody doing well in barbecue, you know. I'm proud to hear Green Mountain Grills is doing so well. I want to be part of that and help, you know. It's just what it's all about. I just love it. You know, we had a big show. We had about 15,000 listens to the show. And the first 18 minutes or so, you know what our topic was. And, you know, I didn't know it was going to be a 15,000 listen show. And it was one of the largest on the Blog Talk Radio Network was Green Mountain Grills.
I'll be darned.
So,
wow.
So, that's
phenomenal.
You know, and Blog Talk just happened to pick that show up, featured it twice on their main food category page out of all the thousands of shows. And I mean, it just blew it up, 15,000 listens.
Wow.
And I mean, it's still rolling. And but
that's incredible.
I'm proud of that. I posted it. I posted the show on Green Mountain side on Facebook. You know, I try to spread the word, and I'm just trying to do my part, man. I'm just trying to help out. I sure appreciate all the work y'all do for me and help me with. So I'm doing my best to keep it going.
Means a ton. Thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you. We've just had a great time, you know, and we'll continue to talk and just make bigger things happen. I'm excited about the Davy Crockett. But now, what I really want is the pig cooker.
yeah,
that's big boy.
That's a bad boy. Yes.
That's an awesome monster right there, though. Let me tell you,
it is.
The machine.
2,500 square inches. Yeah,
that thing. It's huge.
It is huge, and it's fully insulated. So, I mean, the pellet usage is phenomenal. It just doesn't use a lot of pellets.
Right. Was this Daniel Boone? It doesn't use pellets. I mean, it hardly.
Yeah.
You know, you can several cooks on that hopper. So, that is just a bad boy. It's just a bad boy. And that controller, I don't know what type of controller that is that this unit uses, but I mean, it's spot on.
We make our own. We do everything.
That's
we
awesome.
Do everything ourselves. Yeah.
See, that's killer. You know, that controller, that headpiece or the computer of this unit is just spot on. You know, it does cycle, comes up to 150. It doesn't take any time to come on up to temperature to 250 or 300 or 325, whatever you're cooking at. It goes right up to the money just quick. It's quick. It doesn't take long at all. And it doesn't take long to shut it down.
That's right. We've worked really hard on that. And that algorithm has been very successful for us, for sure. You know, you hear a lot of people in the industry talk about PID-based algorithms. And, you know, PID is an interesting technology. It definitely has its place. But there are certain things that you can do to tweak that to make it better, and I think we've done that. I think the people who are using PID out there are finding the limitations of PID in certain environments. But
right.
I think what we've done is we've created a board that really is state-of-the-art.
It is. It's sweet. This is not just all praises of Green Mountain, but let me tell you, it is. Because it's a pretty cool machine. I like them. I mean, what can I say? We let the smoke roll. That's a big hell yeah. They call me the hell yeah barbecue now, so that's a big hell yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, mercy. You're quite welcome. Hey, it's been an honor to have you on the show.
I would love
to have you anytime you want to come on. We'll talk more. If you got any kind of new product or new announcement, you know, we do have a fairly big listening audience now, and we'll just have you on and we'll talk all about whatever. But now let me fill you in. You need to go to barbecuesuperstars.com, and we're just good country boys here. But Daryl come down, and we did the barbecue morning show. But the morning show turned into the lunch show and the evening show. So it's an all-day event.
Nice.
So, you know, we had the Green Mountain Grill out front smoking. We had the big pit over to the side, the big stick burner. You know, we started them on it. We knew this wasn't going to last. We cooked biscuits, so we put the rest of it on the Green Mountain and finished them up and made them perfect. And, it's just awesome to have that machine, and I'm just ready to do more when we can.
Absolutely. Well, we sure appreciate it again. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. I look forward to talking to you soon, and, you know, we basically run out of time tonight, but, you know, I've enjoyed talking with you again, and this show will be archived, and we will have thousands of listeners to this show, so I'm just proud to be on here, proud to be promoting barbecue. Thank you, Green Mountain Grills. Thank you, Jason, for being a sponsor of Chris Chadwick and Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. You know, I'm proud to have y'all on board as one of my sponsor family. And, you know, and I just appreciate everything you do for me.
Well, thank you, Chris, very much. And thanks for doing what you're doing.
Well, brother, I hope you have a good evening and look forward to talking to you soon. And we're going to wrap this show up. We've been out of time, but we're still recording on here, and it will go into archives as soon as we finish the show tonight. So it will be ready to listen to in about 10 minutes. Everybody, this is Chris Chadwick of Let's Talk Smoke Show tonight. We've had a great show. We've had some dynamite people on talking about some great causes, some awesome products. I can't say enough about all my sponsors. I do want to give a shout-out to Jason at Green Mountain Grills for coming on. We greatly appreciate that. Also, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Grill Great, Meat Rake, Junior's Rub for Grub, also Maverick Industries, that's maverickhousewares.com, and, of course, Danny Kugel, Pit Bulls Up in Smoke. I do want to give everybody a big shout-out and say thank you so much for listening and tuning in to the Chris Chadwick Show tonight. Coming right back at you next Wednesday night. So until then, remember to always kick the tires, light the fires, and let the smoke roll. This is Chris Chadwick saying good night and God bless. Thanks, guys, for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, have a good evening. Keith Webb, Power
right,
Force, thank you for calling in. All right, Jason. Talk to you soon, brother.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.